Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from San Francisco's Sports Byline, USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Wherever you're listening, it's great to have you with us. And remember, you can be a part of the show. The way you do that is just by calling the toll-free line 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't be shy. Dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world. My name is Rick Tittle. It's nice to have you with us. This is the only hour all week where we are allowed to just talk video games, and not just sports video games being on the sports network, but all video games. I'm a gamer like you, long time. And I judge games on one criterion, and that is, are they fun? And if they are, then sign me up. What about you? What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What's overhyped, underhyped? What's hidden that we need to know about? Let me know, 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, the email is rick@sportsbyline.com. Send me an email to request the cheat code, which I'll do at the end of the show, and also to win the game I'm giving away this week. Not keeping it a secret till 40 after the hour, just about a half hour. I'm giving away Call of Duty Black Ops 6 for the PC. So we'll stand by to win that game as well. Let's have a very easy question for you, and you email me the answer to rick@sportsbyline.com, and the second correct answer wins the game. Also, I'll let you know in the new releases this week what else is coming out. We'll get into the news, the headlines, what's going on in the video game world. We're on the TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app as well, sportsbyline.com, streaming along. Just click Listen Live. Also, SBNationLive.com, click Listen Live. And on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, Merchant Marines. That's right. Those are the Marines that sell you things. No, I'm just kidding. Anyone listening on AFN, I'm a fan of our military. Also, SiriusXM 211 in progress. The Dan Patrick Channel. Come on back. We got an hour. We got video game talk on the Video Game Review.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. American Forces Radio Network. I'll be giving away Call of Duty Black Ops 6 for the PC coming up at 40 after the hour, so stand by for that. It's interesting, even just as it came out this weekend, the company has already, and I'm talking about Activision, they're already talking about how Activision has written an AI program to kick cheaters out. I'd be interested to see just exactly how that works. But, you know, I always say, I'm always surprised when I get a game as soon as it releases and then somebody's already level 16. Like, how long have they been playing? And so I got my hands on this before anybody, or at least as early as you could get it, the general public. And I go into a lobby and one guy is level 28. So this definitely got it before I did. And I'm still learning the maps as well. And I'm not a big zombies guy, but I haven't explored it yet, but my friend said that actually the zombies are really good this time around. Kind of interesting. Kuwait has banned Call of Duty Black Ops 6, which is set in 1991. So you will not be having one of those weird like Black Ops 3 exosuits. And when you get when somebody dies, they go up because there's no gravity. But Kuwait has, as they say in England, Kuwait has banned Black Ops 6 because Saddam Hussein is in it. Well, not technically him, but in video game form. And Kuwait, and you might say, well, I mean, they kicked him out, but Kuwait still does wrestle with the aftermath of that invasion. And the video game makers kind of really, in a more, broad sense, deal with the historical and even the cultural issues of it, because you play as a CIA operator fighting at times in the United States in this game, also in the Middle East. And all you need to do is look at the trailers and see burning oil fields. I don't know if Schwarzkopf's Hail Mary is in this game, but you know, it's a painful reminder for the Kuwaitis who saw Iraqi troops set fire to the fields, and there's a huge ecological and economic damage to that. There were over 700 wells that were set on fire. But, you know, there's images of the old three-star flag that Saddam and Iraq had at the time. And, you know, there is one of the desert shootouts. It's called Scud. And you might remember those were the Soviet missiles that Saddam had fired. And another level is called Babylon, which, of course, in antiquity was set in Iraq. And so when Activision was asked about this, they said, this game has not been approved for release in Kuwait. They said all pre-orders in Kuwait will be canceled and refunded to the original point of purchase. We remain hopeful that local authorities will reconsider and allow players in Kuwait to enjoy this all-new experience in the Black Ops series. And it's just kind of interesting that, you know, you would think that, I don't know, I would kind of go the other way. It's like, well, we did end up expelling Saddam Hussein with the help of an international coalition, but there's still a lot of sensibilities. And then you think back and say, well, you know, a lot of these are open wounds, and I get it. The Associated Press actually reached out to Kuwait's media ministry, and they have no comment right now. But, I mean, Call of Duty, which is now over 20 years old, and the first one ever, of course, was set in World War II. It's now expanded into an empire worth billions of dollars. Microsoft now owns Activision. It's been controversial over the years in the realm of geopolitics. I mean, China banned one of the games. Russia banned one of the games. And, you know, it's funny. I've never been squeamish in a video game because I can separate reality from fantasy, like most people, thankfully, right? But that game in 2009, that was when you shot a bunch of civilians at the Russia airport and to prove that you were part of the terrorist organization. And that one kind of left me feeling icky. And then what did they do at the end? They kill you. And then you come back as a different guy. I'm like, wow, that's pretty dark. But listen, if you look at Assassin's Creed Mirage, they loved it in the Middle East, and they loved the portrayal of Baghdad during the Islamic Golden Age in the 9th century. And, you know, you might remember the Egyptian one where you could just watch evisceration of mummies, and that's fine. But to me, when I hear things like that, that's sort of like Seinfeld's rule of comedy, which should always be as funny as possible at all times, because a lot of other sitcoms would have a very special episode and there would be some sort of crises. or crisis, whatever it was, you know, or there'd be a very special episode where it got really serious and there was some sort of social issue. And they go, that was an important episode. We really need to learn a lesson. It's like, no, it's a comedy show. We just want to laugh. So it's the same thing for them with video games. But nowadays, you do have to be sensitive. People are going to be offended one way or another, you know. But it's creativity, it's art, and it's like people trying to censor or cancel comedians. All the problems of the world, people trying to make jokes, that's the focus of your watchdog efforts to make sure comedians don't say things. So anyway, just getting back to Kuwait banning the game, you know, I'm not trying to tell them that they're wrong. They can do whatever they want in Kuwait, but you know, it's I would expect probably the opposite, that maybe they would ban it in Iraq, if you know, going that way. I think like Clockwork Orange is still banned in the UK, if I'm not mistaken. Because, yeah, they don't have the freedom of speech laws that we have. You can still ban stuff here or there. But I also think that when you ban a game, all you do is create fantastic publicity for it. Because then people really want to get it. Because now you've created contraband. You know, I'm not going to compare it to Prohibition. But, yeah, alcohol did not stop during Prohibition. And then it became dangerous. So, I don't know. You got to go black market for your Call of Duty Black Ops 6. We'll see if anybody else wants to ban the game. It's not banned here. We're going to give it away here in less than 20 minutes. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on the video game review.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
The Video Game Review.
All right, welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Coming up after the break, we'll give away a Call of Duty for the PC. I give away a game every show at 40 after. All right, you know, last week I was talking about Alarmo. It's the $100 Nintendo alarm clock. It's a quirky little spin on the bedside alarm. It's got the motion sensor and, you know, $100 device designed to surprise and delight you. But there's no easy way to input your Wi-Fi password if you want to download new themes. Instead, you have to patiently spin its bulbous top bottom until you land on the character you need. Then you press it down like Mario squashing a Goomba, and that doesn't really sound like much of an issue because you only have to do it once, but it's needlessly frustrating if you have a complex password with multiple letter cases, numbers, and symbols. And some people are saying it's taken them like 5 minutes to get it in each time. But then, you know, you can be lulled to sleep with the sounds of Breath of the Wild, and, you know, then you got Koroks waking you up at 6:30 a.m. and then once you get up, the Hetsu's traditional celebratory dance goes on as well. And so I'm always amazed when someone say, why do you need this? Like, I don't need it. It's like, why do you need donuts right now? I don't need donuts right now. I want donuts. So Nintendo's official name for it is Nintendo Sound Clock Alarmo. And it looks like a prop in Mario Odyssey. It's cartoonishly round with the red case and the nubby feet, and it's got the prominent control knob, which glows. It's got almost a 3-inch screen, 2.8 inches. And, you know, controlling it is pretty simple. You twist the knob and push on it or use the back buttons to get to the previous screens. You can view notifications, updates on your sleep cycle, and things like that as well. And some people say, well, you know, the red doesn't fit aesthetically into my bedroom. It's actually, you know, I think you'd be surprised how teeny this thing is for $100. But it's funny. I remember talking to somebody who knows way more about demographics and what people will buy. And they used to say in this category, they called them techies. That term has been completely changed now. It's like when I was growing up, GOAT meant that you were the guy who choked and ruined everything in sports, and now it's the antithesis. You're the greatest of all time. He's the GOAT. When I was a kid, you never wanted to be he's the GOAT or she's the GOAT. Now that means you stunk. And so now with this Mario clock, if you want, all the different themes you can have, which are either Breath of the Wild, Splatoon 3, Pikmin 4, and strangely enough, Ring Fit Adventure. It can play hourly chimes. It can play sleep sounds. Breath of the Wild includes the crackling of a campfire. You got the animals at night. You get a little snippets of the music as well. And you know, I just wonder what the deal is. Does it actually work? And so I saw this review on Microsoft about somebody who used it for a full week and see if it actually woke the person up. He said, yes, it did. But the thing that bugged was that every toss and turn during the night triggered sound effects, which kept him awake. That's in the default steady mode. And when it goes off the alarm, it gets louder and louder the longer you stay on bed. And then finally, Bowser might make an appearance as well. The gentle mode does not escalate as you go as well. But Nintendo provides some rudimentary sleep statistics. I've always thought it was hilarious, and maybe I'm wrong because this is a big deal now, but when you need a ring or something else to tell you how you're sleeping, don't you know how you slept? Can't you figure out how long you slept? Can't you know if it was fitful and you tossed and turned or you were in a deep sleep? Do you need to count your REM cycle? You know, it's like usually say, how'd you sleep? You go, pretty good. Yeah, I got, you know, 7-8 hours. Say, how'd you sleep? I tossed and turned all night. I probably slept for 2 hours. But you can have a little device that lets you know. I don't know how that helps, but Alarmo will do that for you as well. But the motion sensing technology is only made for a single sleeper. So if you sleep with somebody else, or maybe, you know, you have kids and they jump into bed with you, and Nintendo says if that happens, they recommend switching to button mode where you have to tap the top knob to disable the alarm instead of just getting out of bed. So, as I said, you know, once you set it up, but there's really only three things inside the box. You got the device, you got a USB type A to USB-C cable, and then a little instruction booklet. No power adapter. And that's something I think we're growing used to with smartphones and some of Nintendo's handhelds as well, but not bundling one is still a pain for anyone who doesn't have spare power adapters. I can just imagine a parent trying to set up an Alarmo for their kid only be delayed a day or two because they got to run out and get a separate adapter. I think for $100, that's very annoying and almost unforgivable. I'll never forget when I got an iPhone, and I don't remember which one it was. Maybe it was the first iPhone I ever got, and there was no instruction booklet. It just said, go online and read it. I was like, damn. And before there was a cloud, if you wanted to transfer your pictures, you had to like put your iPhone next to the other one down at like the provider store. And then you had to sit there and wait a half hour for everything to transfer one into the other. But anyway, once you do get Alarmo plugged in, it does a pretty good tutorial telling you how to go. And you have to direct Alarmo's orientation toward your bed and make sure it has a clear view of your sleeping area on your nightstand. The motion sensing won't work, of course, if it's too high or too low then. And then to finish off the setup process, you have to lay down and do a test and see if Alarmo can actually detect you. It'll ask you to sit up. It'll ask you to lean in a specific direction. And then it's got to get calibrated. And to the very least, Nintendo does not force you to connect during Wi-Fi during the initial setup. That's triggered if you want to update the themes, but the entire process, you know, is a little frustrating, as it said, and it's not as if Nintendo hasn't learned to use QR codes via websites, because they have, but you also have to sign into your Nintendo account once you get on the Wi-Fi. So it could have been simpler, but I just wonder about the Nintendo fans that are clamoring for this. And just to wrap up the thing I was talking about before about techies, of course, now techies means that you work in tech, right? Well, in the old demo days, techies meant what this Alarmo represented. In other words, whatever the new thing is, the techie demographic had to have it. It had to buy. It's like the people who, you know, now what do we have? iPhone 14, 15, 16, whatever it is. And it's like, oh, the new one's coming out in a month, and somebody pitches a 10 and waits for it, when to me it's not discernibly different than the one I had before. I mean, it's like 99% the same. But those people still, the heretofore techies still need to have their thing. So I don't know how many Nintendo fans are clamoring to re-experience the characters and music from Ring Fit Adventure. There's no Kirby. There's no Mario Kart. And you think if there's Splatoon and Pikmin, there'd be maybe some more iconic franchises on there. But, you know, I just think about the clock that I have. My phone wakes me up, but I still have a bedside clock. And I think it was $15 from Amazon. And it does a good job. So I'm not going to be getting an Alarmo right now. And I don't know what the need for a $100 clock is right now. But if you just have to have it, remember, it might not give you the type of... Now, maybe you're somebody who said, you know what? The fact that a motion detector can help me get out of bed is exactly what I need. I've always found that the best thing to get out of bed is just multiple alarms. And when I was a kid, that was two different alarm clocks. Or what I did when I was in high school, I'd put a really loud, horrible alarm, and I'd put it all the way across the room, which meant I had to get out of bed and go over and turn it off, which was probably took a month off my life every time I did it because it was so shocking. But anyway, Alarmo is out there, and they're much more in stock than we thought. All right, when we come back, I'll give away Call of Duty 6 for the PC. I should say Black Ops 6. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll talk also about new release dates on all the other big games. And your calls if you want to get in at 1-800-878-PLAY. This is the Video Game Review.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is time to give away the brand new game, and the brand new game is Call of Duty Black Ops 6. It is available, just came out this weekend, for the PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. I have it here for the PC, and the way you win it, the code, which I'll send you, is you just become the second correct answer to a very simple question. And the very simple question is Call of Duty a franchise? Or is this a brand new game? Let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Here's the blurb. Call of Duty Black Ops 6 is a spy action thriller set in the early 1990s, a period of transition and upheaval in global politics, characterized by the end of the Cold War and the rise of the United States as a single superpower. With a mind-bending narrative and unbound by the rules of engagement, this is signature Black Ops. And this is Raven Software, and Treyarch developed this with Activision. And of course, as it always goes, because we get these games every year, they give Treyarch 2 years to work on it. And they give the original, my homies at Infinity Ward, they give them 2 years to work on it. And I remember for a good long while, Infinity Ward was the only way to go. And then they started sharing the same engines over at Treyarch. And, well, let's face it, it got a lot better. All right. We will get to the upcoming games here in just a minute. But once again, the number to call is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's what's going to get you in and get you heard. I was talking about the Nintendo Museum near Osaka, and did get to talk to somebody who did get to go, and not to give the full review because they went, not me, but let's just say it was two thumbs up for sure. All right, I saw something from PC Mag, and when you think about enthusiasts in fields like rare films or vintage manuscripts or things on them, you can work on them remotely under certain conditions. And I think that's a good thing. And you think, what's the big deal? But apparently fans and researchers now of gaming history might be forced to deal with hours of traffic every time they want to access games in person. And this decision comes after two nonprofits, the Video Game History Foundation and the Software Preservation Network, SPN, spent 3 years campaigning for the U.S. Copyright Office to grant an exception to the rules governing old video games. Under the Foundation's proposals, researchers would have been able to access emulated copies of their chosen games remotely. As I said, just like libraries can grant ebooks from home. And I was just playing Power Pros on an emulator the other day on my PC. Emulators is good. Yes. But in an official statement on the loss, the group blamed, quote, lobbying efforts by rights holder groups, end quote, such as the ESA, the Entertainment Software Association, which, of course, is the trade association, the video game industry that represents a lot of these big publishers. They're just holding back these games. The statement read, during our hearing with the Copyright Office, the Entertainment Software Association declared that they would never support remote game access for research purposes under any conditions. The game industry's absolutist position, which the ESA's own members have declined to go on the record to support, forces researchers to explore extra legal methods to access the vast majority of out-of-print video games that are otherwise unavailable. Now, out-of-print, obviously, is not the correct term, but we know what they're saying. Out-of-circulation would probably be, you can't get them anymore. But you think, well, you know, I understand the companies, oh, you just want to play the game. No, I'm doing research. Yeah, you're doing research. No, I really am, because there are preservationists, and they kind of have a very important role in preserving the cultural history of video games, because think about this. You know, we talk about endangered species with fauna and flora, but critically endangered is the term that the Video Game Foundation gives to 80% of all games released before 2010. Which means they are not easily available in their original physical or even digital forms. And, you know, some platforms have had much better luck in how their back catalog is preserved. Because, for example, the vast majority of games, if you had for the Commodore 64, which was one of those hugely popular home systems in the 80s in the Western world, we thought all of those were lost. Because if you want a physical copy of a Commodore 64 game, they're saying that less than 5% are still available to hold in your hand. So if you think about Game Boy titles, there's only 6% that are available. And I don't know, I have a few of them. Am I 1% of that? So less than 15% of classic games are readily available to play, which means that classic gamers are forced to rely on emulators to, maintain the vintage equipment, if you like. But the ESA presented a lot of arguments against loosening any restrictions. And they had a legal argument, and they said people accessing video games remotely, which would be much less supervised. There's no librarian that will watch them. They said it's just going to open the door to piracy. I mean, listen, as I said, I'm not really taking sides. I'm just letting you know that's what's going on. But, you know, you think about games that, you know, do you have something that's worth something in your library right now? And I was looking at the list of games that, like, Earthbound on the Super Nintendo. Earthbound is going for $1,500. The Legend of Zelda gold cartridge, which I have, has gone for $1,000. Maybe I should look into that. Mega Man 5 for the Game Boy is going for $1,000. even the E.T., the ones that were buried in the New Mexico desert, those are going for about $1,500. But there was a game on the Atari 2600 called Red Sea Crossing. And they only made 100 of them. And it was a niche to Christian gamers. And apparently there are only two in existence. And one was just recently, well, not recently, it was like 2007, that was found in a garage sale. But the two that are left are both worth $10,000. You get the 1990 Nintendo World Championship Gold Edition for the NES. That's worth $15,000, and that's because they only made 26 of those games. The Nintendo Campus Challenge for the NES, $20,000. And people thought all the games were destroyed, but one was found in a Nintendo employee's garage. And just a couple more here. Air Raid for the 2600, only 14 of those copies, and only a couple of those are CIB, which means complete in box. Those are going for $30,000. And then the one right now for the 2600 that's getting the most when it comes to perceived value. I always say perceived because, you know, you say, oh, this Maguire rookie card is worth $10,000. I'm like, no one's going to give you that. But Gamma Attack was a one-of-a-kind creation by Gamation Products. They made less than 20 of them for the Atari 2600. I don't know how you make less than 20. And they were released. And the valuation is anywhere from $50,000 to $500,000. If you have Gamma Attack in your garage, you might want to pick it up and get on eBay. All right, let's take a look at the new releases coming out this week. Ascending Inferno for the PC. Actually, a couple of PC games here. Massacre at the Mirage. That sounds creepy. As does Moon Mystery and Sulfur. For the Xbox Series X and S, Neptunia Game Maker R Evolution. About as anime as it can get. Looks like Sailor Moon. Clock Tower Rewind on all the big systems. Life is Strange, Double Exposure, PC, PS5, Xbox Series X and S. Monster High, Skultimate Secrets on all the systems. That's both Microsoft, both Sony, and PC, and Switch. Phasmophobia, Xbox Series X and S and PS5. Police Simulator, Patrol Officers for the Switch. Post Trauma, PS5, PC, X and S. Red Dead Redemption finally makes it to the PC. If you've waited for it, there it is. Karate Survivor. Now, this is about a badass. What this, I think the translation makes it sound like somebody whipped your behind with karate and you survived. But anyway, that's for PC. Vampire Hunters, that's on all the systems. Redacted, PC, X, and S, 5. Dragon Age, The Veil Guard, PS5, PC, Xbox Series, X, and S. Hannah, the palindrome name, PC, the 1, and the X, and S. Horizon Zero Dawn Remastered, PS5, and PC. Human Fall Flat VR is PC and PS5. Magic Cats HOTS PC, Switch, X and S, and 1. Monospaced Lovers, this is Linux, PC, and Mac. Stalker Legends of the Zone Trilogy on the Switch. Shadows of the Damned Hella Remastered, all the systems. Slime 3K Rise Against Despot, it's on all the systems. Starship Troopers Continuum on the PS5. The Sims 4 Life and Death Expansion Pack on all the systems, including Mac. Tlatoni Aztec Cities on the PC. Totally Spies Cyber Mission on all the systems. And finally, for the PC, Underworld Overseer. I'm Rick Diddle. Come on back for the cheat code.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
The Video Game
Review. All right, thank you so much. It's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one here is from Sam. Sam wants to know how to get extra lives in Donkey Kong Country. This is a good one. This is a classic one. This is, of course, is a Super Nintendo game. And when you go to the game select screen, highlight the words erase game and put in barrel, but with two A's. In other words, B-A-R-R-A-L. Once again, on the game select screen, highlight the words erase game and put B-A-R-R-A-L, and you will have 50 lives, and you can go ape in that game as well. I also had someone, just real quick, to ask me about, you know, like, Rick, Call of Duty, I mean, come on. It's just the same game over and over and over again. And my answer is, hey, you're right. But I still I'm not going to say you're wrong. They're not reinventing the wheel, but I still dig it. And I'm glad to give a game away today for the PC as well. All right. Back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports programming on all these great sports talk networks and Sirius Channel 211 as well. We will be back next week with another live edition of the Video Game Review.